Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 12, the verses 1 to 15. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses?" they asked. "Hasn't he also spoken through us?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, "Aaron and Miriam, come out of the tent of meeting, all three of you." So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, "Listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" The anger of the Lord burned against them and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant, coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Please, God, heal her." The Lord replied to Moses, "If her father had spit on in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back." So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. My theme for reflection from this text is speaking against leadership. Speaking against leadership. In Numbers 12, 1 to 15, Miriam and Aaron, siblings of Moses, speak against him because of his Cushite wife. However, the deeper issue is their challenge to Moses' unique leadership role. God's response is swift and clear, emphasizing Moses' singular position and the consequences of challenging divinely appointed leadership. Miriam, who is struck with leprosy, is healed after Moses' plea, but she still bears the consequences of her actions. My dear friends, the story highlights the danger of jealousy and how God defends those whom he has chosen. This narrative reminds us of the dangers of envy, gossip, and challenging God's plans. The consequences of our actions, particularly when they are against those chosen by God, can be severe. I think this passage is a call to respect and trust in God's decisions and those he places in leadership positions. before judging or challenging someone, especially those in positions of leadership, we should introspect and identify the root of our discontent. Often, it is personal insecurities or misunderstandings that lead us astray. Acceptance and trust in God's wisdom can guide us in the right direction. Two questions for reflection. Number one, are there times I have questioned or opposed someone out of envy or personal bias rather than genuine concern? Two, how can I ensure that I approach disagreements or concerns with a spirit of understanding and humility? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom to recognize and respect your hand in the world around us. Temper our tongues and hearts against undue criticism and envy. Teach us humility and trust in your divine plan, even when we don't fully understand. When we falter, guide us back to your path of love and understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.